Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thanks. But will you say very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat, because I don't know what the future holds. That right now, I feel like it's the right direction, going towards the right direction.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it is a very important issue to you, what is going to happen is that I will read a list of situations or issues, and after each one of them, you will need to let me know how important it is to you from 0 to 10. The first one is immigration.
What about it?
How important is this to you from 0 to 10?
Well, when you just say immigration, I don't know if you're saying, like, how important is it to support them or them
In general, the topic of immigration in your personal situation, how important is that to you?
I give it a 6.
Okay, thank you. Next one, jobs and wages.
8. No, seven.
Okay. Great. Okay, K-12 education.
Five.
Reproductive freedom.
4.
Healthcare.
6.
Crime and violence.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, crime and violence.
5.
Student loan debt.
0.
Voting rights.
10.
Okay. Democracy.
About 7, 8.
Would you choose 7 or 8?
Let's go with 7.
Okay, 7, okay. Abortion rights.
About 8.
Climate change.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
9.
Racism and discrimination.
9.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
No begging.
Thank you. Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. What is your race?
Hebrew.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
I think so, yes.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
017-1990.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
8. No, 7. 7. Let's do 7. 7.
Okay. All right. 7. Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
4.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First name, it's Team Wolves.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. John Ossoff.
I don't know who that is either.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
No, still don't know who that is.
J.D. Benz.
No, I don't know who that is.
Andre Dickens.
No, I don't know who that is.
Brian Kemp.
Oh, okay. I give him 5.
And Raphael Warnock.
I give him a 10.
Okay, thanks. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Still haven't made my mind clear. I'm in defense with both of them right now.
Okay. Okay, but if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? For whom are you leaning towards right now?
I ain't leaning towards nobody right now.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Either. I'm not either one of them.
Okay. You're planning not to vote for them, or you haven't taken a decision
yet?
No,
I haven't made no decision yet.
Okay, thank you. If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? For whom are you leaning towards right now?
I'm not leaning towards either one of them yet, because neither one of them, I got to sit down and watch what they talk about first.
Ah, okay, I understand. Okay, don't worry. The survey asked us to ask twice when this happens, but it's okay. So, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able. I didn't register.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It wasn't worse, but it improved a little bit.
So, would you say better?
Yeah, I say better.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first event is Democrats and the Georgia General Assembly.
I guess 5.
Okay. Black voters.
10,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your local major.
10.
COVID-19 recovery.
And you said 5, and 5 is what?
5 means you are not sure.
Okay, I give it 8.
Okay. Democrats and the U.S. Congress.
5.
Vice President Harris.
That's kind of hard to say because, you know, she's just now showing her face because the president, this president now, he made most of the decisions. So I say 5. I say I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. How much this motivates you to vote?
I give it a solid 9.
Okay. Thank you. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chuck holes and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Amal Avery and Breonna Taylor. So how much does this convince you to vote?
10.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. How much this motivates you to vote?
Right.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. How much this motivates you to spend? Okay. Because we demand that funds to HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools. We have required for direct student financial relief through grants, debit discharge, and other aid. How much this motivates you to vote?
10. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
if I would have said a different race, would the questions would have been the same or different?
To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure because we work with a lot of surveys. So, to be honest with you, I just go with the questions that I have on the screen. I cannot give you really an answer about it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Right, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make? How much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
I'm stuck at 8.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. My kids are.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I want to say about $54,000, $55,000.
Okay, thank you. All right, that concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Goodbye.